Jewish money, Jewish influence. I would not hate a Jew just for being a Jew. That's all we have for you until we see you next week. And hopefully nothing happens, nothing drastic happens, so I can talk about the assassination of Robert and John. That's all we have for you. Go do the right thing. We'll see you next week. Same place, same time. Goodbye.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. Is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. Grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wind and moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. Came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the Western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive.
Ouch.
Country folks can survive.
Welcome, folks. This is your host live in our Sunday Extravaganza, the American Freedom Party Report, 3 hours of live radio, Rock'em Sock'em Radio. And here in the fray, my good buddy and patriot extraordinaire of Canada, Paul Fromm. Paul, thank you for being here.
Oh, thanks. I've got an amusing story to tell you after when we get going.
All righty. Well, Sunday is the day in which we have time to expound and expand on your favorite themes, folks. And we don't have to be as brief and curt, and I confess sometimes rude, because of our shortness of time. And there's plenty to cover today, a lot of good news. The I'm going to use as my touchstone here for news today, my new favorite news website, which is Breitbart.com. There's some great stories on Breitbart. I'll give you just a little sampling here. If you want to participate in the show today, you can do so at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Let's see here. What's a good? Just throw a few stories on the Barbie here, as they say in Australia. Let's see here. These are encouraging. Russiagate, very encouraging. There was a thing, Paul, the other day or yesterday. I forget the name of the CNN or MSNBC host whose program Breitbart has gotten down to documenting these things. And they've got a stopwatch going. And this particular host had spent 93% of her show on Russiagate. And then she was caught in an unguarded moment confessing that that Russiagate was starting to wear her out. Well, I'll tell you what, Russiagate is wearing all of America out. And most importantly, it's wearing out the people who voted for Donald Trump. That's the group that we're concerned about. The people who voted against Donald Trump, well, to hell with them. they're not going to vote for him this time, next time, or any time. So, you know, in the public polling that takes place, it is important that Donald Trump keep his base, his voters mobilized so we can march right through 2020 and then continue on beyond that. But it's Donald Trump need not break into a sweat, nor any of us, over whether or not the people who supported the likes of Hillary Clinton are enthusiastic about anything, any part of his program. So here's an important thing. Here's the Breitbart story. Republicans may be consolidating behind President Donald Trump and against the legacy media, the more the establishment press sensationalized their Russia coverage. Despite the legacy media's wall-to-wall coverage of various Russia-related, quote, scandals, unquote, in ironic quotes, involving President Donald Trump's associates since April, quote, the number of Republicans and Republican-leaning independents who think that the Russians sought to influence the election and that the Trump team intentionally helped them has plummeted from 18% in April, and I'll take that, that's a very low number, to 9% now, according to the latest ABC News Washington Post poll released on Sunday. So this is an enemy poll, ABC Washington Post. You couldn't get more enemy than that. And yet they themselves say that only 9% of people who voted for Trump see anything in Russiagate. So and 9%, that's you're getting down. No poll actually ever yields a result of zero on anything, or 100% on anything. So when you get down to 9%, you're scraping the bottom there. The poll was conducted July 10th through 13th. In this particular poll, I won't go through the details there. And they see on July 12th, the third day of the poll, CNN's morning show New Day spent 93% of its time on the Russia scandal. And yet the media's incessant Russia coverage has not even convinced. I'll skip some of this. Even among Democrats, the Russiagate is not gaining traction. But I'm interested really in Donald Trump's support base. And here's what the ABC Washington Post, in their write-up of their poll, they say, they think, that's us, they think the Trump-Russia deal is a coup attempt by the media and don't think there is anything to the Russia-Trump Jr. emails, said Robert Leonard, the news director. They don't understand why the media is trying to oust our duly elected president. They think there is a double standard. Why isn't anyone investigating the Clinton campaign and Russia connections? They are standing firm behind Trump. So President Boomerang, again, that is this effort to derail the Trump train is backfiring. Well, I'm talking of mixed metaphors here. We got boomerangs, backfires, and trains, but it is. It's backfiring and it's boomeranging all at the same time. So not only is it not negatively impacting the progress of the Trump train, it's actually The media is actually catching it right in the neck. It's coming back on them. And so this is beautiful. We're witnessing the destruction of the legacy media. So there you go. There's a good story to start out with, Paul.
Yeah. Yesterday was a lot of fun in Toronto. There was a group of students called Students for Freedom of Expression. They're university students, and they held a rally in Queen's Park, which is part of the on the grounds of the legislature in Toronto. And it was a rally for a group of people we call the Halifax Five. And these were five young members of the military who were in civvies, who on Dominion Day, July 1st, appeared at the monument to Lord Cornwallis of American Revolutionary fame, but he was the founder of Halifax. Well, local Indians want his statue taken down for complicated reasons. And so these young guys flying the flag of the old Canada, the Red Ensign, showed up and sang something really revolutionary, God Save the Queen, and said they didn't agree with what these Indians were doing and left. Well, anyway, all hell broke loose, and these guys are called the Proud Boys. And the military, they were denounced by their commander, they were denounced by the Minister of National Defense, and they may well be thrown out of the military for nothing more than the nonviolent expression of their political views out of uniform on their own time. So these young folks were having a rally in support of them. And a fair number of people came out, and I was just delighted with all the old Red Ensign flags. And it was kind of disorganized. there were two anti-racist groups showed up. One was People Against Fascism, whatever that was, and then the other was another anti-racist group. But the good guys outnumbered the bad guys about 3-1. So there was no real confrontation, not real fight or anything. And
is the rallying point here that the left actually wants to tear down or remove a statue of Lord Cornwallis?
Oh, yeah, but they want torn down because after the local Indians, the Mi'kmaqs, massacred some white settlers, Cornwallis put a bounty on Mi'kmaqs, and eventually he suppressed the rebellion. Well, that's the way things were done back then. You kill one of our people, we're going to go after you. That was the issue down in Halifax. So the students who organized the rally were really very open. They were saying, "Well, does anybody else want to say anything?" Nobody did. Well, my voice is getting tired. Does anybody else want to say anything? So finally, I stood up and I spoke for about a minute or so, and I just simply said, "These young fellows need our support. Write to the Minister of National Defense and let them know in no uncertain terms, hands off the Halifax Five. What's the point of going overseas supposedly to fight for other people's rights if our rights here at home are being violated?" That was it. Well, anyway, the rally was just infiltrated all over the place by anti-racist bloggers and so on. Well, they freaked out. They flipped out completely when they found out that I'd been able to speak there, because supposedly I'm the one of the worst types in Canada and should not have been allowed to speak. And so there is just an absolute furor going on the Twitter sphere about all this. The Jewish Defense League was there, and they are absolutely humiliated because they didn't even know who I was. It's a comedy, and I guess the one bad thing about the afternoon was that the one young fellow who'd come all the way from Vancouver saw some of these anti-racists at the far end of the park, as he said, suiting up, which meant they were putting their red masks on. So he took some pictures of them on his cell phone, and he said, "Well, are you the Antifa?" As soon as they saw him taking pictures, five of them jumped him. But he's a pretty sturdy guy. He says, "Thank heavens for all the push-ups I've done." He basically brushed them all off and has filed a police complaint. He's got a torn T-shirt to show for it. But that was really the only violence of the afternoon. But the absolute frenzy of disbelief that a relatively well-known person like me would be permitted to speak at, because you see, many of the people in the students for freedom of expression are Jewish for whatever reason. But anyway,
CAFE folks is Canadian Association for Freedom of Expression. Paul is really, Paul, the most noteworthy champion of, you know, what we call free speech more commonly here, but freedom of expression in Canada.
And I have to say the whole thing went well. So, it's always good when you have a little victory. And the anti-racist, really looked pathetic. They were the students actually said, after I spoke, and they again asked if anybody wanted to say anything, they said, well, if anybody from the Antifa wants to come over and say something, we'll give you a platform, which is more than you do for us, because the Antifa is always, no room for fascists, or no platform for fascists, or, zero tolerance, or fascists have no right to speak or organize. And of course, they're going to define who a fascist is. None of these, they really were freaks. None of these freaks wanted to come over. So I yelled out as loudly as I could, they don't want to leave their crack pipes.
Well, and that's good. And I hope the Halifax Five, the soldiers who had some bravery there, do not lose their military positions. And this reality that you talk about, the reality of the Civil War concerning the statues of folks like Beauregard and Lee and Stonewall Jackson, the reality of our founder settler people's history includes such things as, I know in researching my own ancestry, there was a thing in 1675, like what you're describing with Lord Cornwallis, Paul. It was called the Great Swamp Fight.
Yeah.
And that took place in what is now Rhode Island, and pitted 1,000 Indians against 1,000 militia. And I have ancestors among that militia who died. Bill Johnson, the chairman of the American Freedom Party, his Johnson ancestor, who is also my Johnson ancestor, was a leader in that fight. And that was a fight. Let me just see if the Micmacs were involved. Let me see what the Indian tribes were. But in any event, the fighting was brutal. And the settlers, who were naively kind of open and generous and trusting and set up their cabins in the forest and so on, they were responding to being scalped. I have ancestors who were scalped fatally, of course, and including women and children, who are the children of my grandmothers. It was Stone Age savagery. And they fought back, and that was the history has been so sanitized that there is almost no memory of stories like that of Daniel Boone, whose daughter was kidnapped by Indians, and I'll tell you that story of Daniel Boone and what he did when his daughter was kidnapped by Indians. We'll be right back.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Welcome back, folks, and joining our ranks of our great Swamp Fight Company, George. Thank you, George.
Thanks, gents. Good to be here. Great story, Paul. I'm glad to hear there's some spirit north of the border. We could use a little more of that down here.
And it's good to see so many young people. We went out for some drink with three of them who are much more hardcore than the people who actually organized the free speech rally. I am very happy how so many young people have educated themselves through the alternative media on the internet. And it really is that term, the legacy media, really does apply. The days of the New York Times and the Canada, the Globe and Mail, or CNN dominating things are, I think, swiftly coming to an end. In fact, a good friend of mine in Victoria is now calling CNN the chlamydia news network. In fact, he wants to call all the news networks just call them chlamydia, because you know it's just basically a venereal disease. They're spreading garbage.
Nice. Well, it's Let's throw some more stories into the conversation here. Some more good things happening. And of course, you know, the contrast here, the very good news for us as patriots, very bad news for the for our enemies, the Chlamydia News Network. Phil Donahue says the Trump era is the darkest political moment in American history.
Thanks, Phil.
Thank you, Phil. Thank you for verifying.
Darker all the time.
Yeah, yeah. Saturday on MSNBC's AM Joy, ironic name, former talk show host Phil Donahue, and you remember him, folks, as having, he gave some two tremendous interviews to Jared Taylor that I think still stand as the best interviews of champions in the white cause ever put on national television. He thought he could, Phil Donahue thought he could take out Jared Taylor, but it didn't go that way. Phil Donahue said President Donald Trump's presidency was, quote, the darkest political moment in American history, unquote. He said, well, there you go. That's what he said. Good news from Phil Donahue.
Did he explain why or just?
No, there's in this article, he doesn't expound on that. But it verifies for us, you know, when I like to say, you know, this is the brightest moment in our history. The Phil Donahue saying it's the darkest is a way of confirming that. Let's see. Let's get another good story here. These are all Breitbart stories. We have a good story on. This is amazing, folks. Italy considering the nuclear option to send migrants into Northern Europe. Oh my! Get this. Senior Italian government figures are threatening. This is reported at Breitbart. We would never read it anyway, other on any mainstream, lamestream media, are threatening to issue European Union visas to 200,000 migrants, granting them unrestricted access to the bloc's borderless Schengen zone. Deputy Foreign Minister Mario Giro and Senator Luigi Manconi told The Times that the government was discussing issuing migrants with temporary visas, which would allow them to leave Italy and move freely through the bloc's 26 Schengen countries. Those are the 26 countries that all agreed insanely to erase their borders with each other as if they don't even exist. It's hard to believe. You know, folks, if you haven't got word of this yet, yes, that's how far the insanity in Europe has gone among our own kind, that France and Germany and Belgium and the Netherlands and Sweden have erased their own borders. Mr. Giro and others from the ruling Democratic Party believe Italy can exploit the little-known European Council Directive 2001-55 drafted after the Balkans conflict to give temporary EU entry permits to displaced people, triggering another wave of mass migration into Northern Europe. I'll finish this story right after this break. Stay tuned.
Tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So you love talk radio. Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into a mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate.
We're back, folks. Thanks for tuning in. I was just reading. I was sharing with you a great article on Breitbart out of Italy. And I'll continue just a moment with it.
Everything I can be. What I love is someone bright enough to see.
We're back, folks.
What I hate is what I hate, and I always will. What I hate is someone mad enough to kill. What I love is someone with a heart that's really good. Now we can't change the whole wide world.
We're back, folks.
Maybe we can change our neighborhood.
I think we're back. Well, I think we're trying to get back. I don't mind listening to Merle. In the midst of, before the break began, is out of Italy. And let me just pick up where we left off. Italy considering the nuclear option as regards to the immigrant invasion. And here's what it says. In 2015, at the height of the migrant crisis, the EU pledged to redistribute 160,000 African and Middle Eastern migrants based in Italy and Greece to other EU member states signed up to the bloc's common asylum policy. But as of June 9th this year, only 6,000 of these migrants have been relocated from Italy. In other words, no takers. And countries such as Poland, Hungary, and Slovakia are defying the bloc and refusing the forced migrant distribution on grounds of culture and national security. And he says, Mattia Toaldo, a senior analyst at the European Council on Foreign Relations, said, if migrants continue to arrive and Italy decides to give them papers to cross borders and leave Italy, it would be a nuclear option. Italians have lost any hope of getting help from the EU and may say, if you won't make it a common challenge, we will. And then skip down here a little bit more all through all these illustrations and amazing websites covering this flood of Africans and Middle Easterners coming into Italy. And the Italy has threatened to seize NGO, non-governmental organization, migrant rescue boats and close Italy's ports entirely unless the pro-open borders charities which operate them abide by a new search and rescue code of conduct. Now, here's what's going on, folks. This is amazing. I'm looking at a website right now called Jefira, and GEFIRA.org, and I don't know how they've done this, but they've been tracking these left-wing run ships cruising back and forth between the boot of Italy, Sicily, Malta, and the coasts of Tunisia and Libya and Algeria. And it's mind-boggling. They're going back and forth like bees out of a beehive. The ships, you can see their trips going back and forth, ferrying tens and tens.
It looks like the Normandy invasion, only in the Med, and only with black people coming over to white countries.
Yes, and folks, get this. This is, they're picking people up right offshore, 250 miles away from any Italian soil, 250 miles, just a couple of miles off the coast of Tunisia or Libya, they're picking up the Africans, and the Africans have figured this out. They're coming from Nigeria, from Niger, from the Democratic Republic of the Congo, from Sudan, from Egypt. They're coming from everywhere.
Except South Africa, but we won't go there.
Yeah, and all they have to do is float themselves out into the water, just a couple of miles. Within easy eyesight of the shore, they float themselves out into the water with no possible sustenance, no food, no water, no nothing. And then these NGOs, these left-wingers, the same people that form the ARA here in America and in Canada, Paul, these people pick them up by the thousands because they are the They are the left-wing strategy for destroying our white nations. They're bringing them in by the hundreds of thousands. They're not. It's actually 200 miles from the African coast. It's more than 200 miles from Tunisia or from Libya, the main source of these people, to Italy. You're not going to cross that on an inner tube. But if you get out in an inner tube, just off the beach, these NGOs will pick you up by the thousands, clothe you, feed you, transport you in style over to the Italian mainland, and then set up housing for you and, you know, get you into a nice automobile. These fellows can then start cruising for Italian white women on their own.
That system needs to be interrupted, James, and just precisely how are we going to do it?
Well, yeah, exactly.
It needs to be interrupted. I'm kind of sending that out on the airwaves here for my friends who are far to the right of me. So we're bad because we're pro-Trump and, you know, we're not NS enough. I'm going, okay,
well,
you have a screaming opportunity out there. I mean, the Mediterranean.
No, George.
There it is.
No, the answer is legal government action by the sovereign states of Europe. That is the only possible answer. And anything else
that's
is not
working very well.
That is the only answer that is remotely possible. And the government of Italy, the government of France, and, these other nations, they do have to get the backbone. And Donald Trump is a guy who is leading the turnaround. But it absolutely, once we're in the lead, we now have the presidency of the United States. We now have the legal force and power. There are a lot of American Navy boats in the Mediterranean. The need for vigilante action, we've got to forswear that. It never was a good idea.
Well,
and
maybe that's not it. Okay, so the Sixth Fleet sitting there watching this whole thing as Europe goes down the tubes.
Well, the change in mentality. Okay, we're talking about it here on the air, and Italy is about to exercise or is threatening the nuclear option. Donald Trump was there in Paris 2 days ago. So the turnaround is coming. This is happening. And of course, the real turnaround, the real result will be when, in fact, people are picked up by the Italian Navy. Now, by the way, there are some people, George, along the lines you're discussing, there are, in fact, people who are legally assisting the Libyan and the Tunisian navies in picking people up and then putting them back, landing them back on the shore of Libya and Tunisia. So these are people, these are patriots. I forgot the name of the organization. Maybe I'll find it in the course of the show here. These are patriots who pick people up out of the ocean, and then instead of heading towards Italy, they head the couple of miles back onto the beach at Libya or Tunisia and offload the people.
Wow, how can we get them about $40 million, James?
Yes. Now, there you go. Now, that would be, Donald Trump and, the good guys. The good guys are able to do this. And let's see here. So anyway, that's Italy exercising what they're calling the nuclear option. And there's, we'll get your attention by, you're piling these people up inside of our country. We will open the gates. And obviously this, they're not. They don't intend these people to overrun Europe. This is a rhetorical threat in order to get these people to help the Italians defend themselves. Here, along the same vein here, a hopeful story, George. The Trump administration is reportedly considering granting the Department of Homeland Security the authority to expand the class of aliens that can be deported on an expedited basis. If implemented, the policy would accelerate deportations for a larger category of illegal aliens. The Washington Post reported on Friday that it obtained a 13-page draft memo from the DHS that proposes foregoing the immigration court process for illegal immigrants who cannot prove that they have been in the United States for more than 90 days. The policy of expedited removals, blah, 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 I'll skip that. This change of policy would not require congressional action. Donald Trump's been utilizing all of these actions he can take with executive prerogative extensively. The Post reported that officials disseminated the memo throughout the White House in May, blah, blah, blah. Let me go down here further. The expansion you describe is explicitly allowed, said DHS spokeswoman Joanne Talbot. And let's see. As of January, to give you the scope, folks, as of January 2017, immigration courts had more than 534,000 pending removal cases. In 2004, by contrast, the number of backlog cases stood at 168,000, so a fourfold increase since 2004. Thank you, President George W. Bush. He, in his administration, had put restrictive policies against expedited removals. So Donald Trump is reversing that. And let's see here. One thing I love about these Breitbart stories, they're very thorough. They're very well researched. They have a lot of meat in them. Go down to the conclusion. Officials said the purpose of the new prosecutions is to add yet another risk factor in the aliens' calculation to break American law. So think about it, folks. Imagine that you are an illegal alien or someone contemplating becoming one. Each of these new threats to you is mounted by Donald Trump, it changes your calculus as you sit there in your rancho in Guadalajara or Yucatan. It changes your calculus as whether you want to pay $20,000 to the coyote who's going to get you into the United States, and so on, etc. And all the numbers show that this, in fact, is having a tremendous effect. The people coming in way, way down, people leaving way, 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 way up. Criminals, gang bangers being rounded up way, way up. So I thought I'd just pile that on there. That's just another piece of good news. By the way, the call-in number, folks, is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443.
And hey, James, I really like that story. I'd like to know the name of this organization. That's the tip of the spear.
You mean
so Hillary went to so much trouble to kill Gaddafi, and he's now gone. He's dead. Now right. We have Camp of the Saints happening right now. And right. You tell me there's an organization who's actually, you know, going out into the waters of the Med and doing the right thing. I want to know who that is. I want to get them on our show.
Yes. Here. I should have written it down. I was reading it this morning. Folks, what's going on, you know, think about it. You know, what this program, us, you know, George, Paul, myself, what are we? We're signs of the times. What we're doing, what you're doing, is happening all over the European world. You have to presume that, you know, one reason our race is worth preserving and fighting for is that we are extraordinary. We are worth preserving, and that includes our extraordinary intelligence. Our race is comprised of a lot of really smart people, the smartest race, the most creative, productive, hard-fighting, hard-working race ever. And so you have to presume, yes, we're not nuts. We will, in fact, defend ourselves, and it will break out. This kind of defense will occur and appear everywhere, from Spain to Greece to Sweden to America to Canada to Australia to Argentina. And we will, this change in our thinking, this creation of the white family that is what we're experiencing right now, we're starting to realize we're a white family. We're threatened. People are breaking into our house. They're breaking in the back door. They're breaking in the front door. They're in our refrigerator. They're stealing our daughters. We're mobilizing to defend our white world. which we, you know, we absentmindedly, stupidly, naively, whatever adverbs you want to come up with, we didn't defend ourselves and adequately, and so now we're playing catch up. Let's see here. Let's come up with another good story here for you. This is a good one that Breitbart is in the lead on. They've really they've run a number of stories on this, and that is that they are not big fans of Goldman Sachs. They're not big fans of the Goldman Sachs people that have made their way into the Trump administration. People like Gary Cohn. So listen to this story. Now, Breitbart is leading the way on this. They are taking big shots at the Goldman Sachs people who've insinuated themselves into the Trump cabinet and staff. And I think they're taking some telling shots. Now, a key article that just appeared in Vanity Fair, in which there are a lot of revelations made about the Goldman Sachs people. We'll come to that right after this break.
The good times ain't over for good.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no
ghetto, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. We're back, folks. And the I've told this story before. I know so few jokes. I have to reuse jokes. Pardon me. But I remember watching. It was a great moment on the stage at the Grand Ole Opry, and I can't even remember the names on the stage there. But one of the great stars of mandolin was there was a little fellow there. It was a little guy, like 6 or 7 years old, maybe even 5. And he was getting to play his fiddle it'll come to me in just a second. Anyway, so the star said, son, what's the difference between a violin and a fiddle? And the little boy from Appalachia said, well, sir, the a violin has strings and a fiddle has strings. I am just a white boy looking for a place to do my fang, which is the same as
thing. There's three types of canines in North America, James.
Yeah.
In the Midwest and the East Coast, it's a dog. In the South and in the Far West, it's a dog. In New York and Boston, it's a dog.
Okay, that's good. That's right. You got it just right, better than I did. So here is this this exciting article on Breitbart, and we have listeners who are concerned with the presence of people like Gary Cohn in the White House milieu. So here is Breitbart shares your anxiety, but they're not despairing. They're taking action, and they're recognizing that Trump. He may have some people in there that are not our favorite people, but it's not affecting Trump. And here is an ex-Goldman partner says the globalist Gary Cohn vowed to block Trump's nationalist agenda. This is a story today. President Donald Trump's National Economic Council director, Gary Cohn, C-O-H-N, reportedly vowed to a former Goldman Sachs partner that he would block Trump's nationalist agenda from being implemented. Wow, this is hot information. A former Goldman Sachs executive told Vanity Fair, that's where this got leaked out, in Vanity Fair, which is a left-wing publication, for a recent profile that Cohn has been working with Jared Kushner, who is reportedly in starstruck with Goldman Sachs globalists and fellow former Goldman Sachs executive Dinah Powell in order to temper the reactionary influence of people around the president like Peter Navarro. We love Peter Navarro. He's the one who wrote the book Death by China, head of the National Trade Council, and White House chief strategist Steve Bannon. Cohn is reportedly, and these are Vanity Fair's words, dedicated to making sure the U.S. doesn't start any ridiculous trade wars or do something crazy on healthcare, unquote. I'll come back and finish that story right after this.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.